Okay, up next will be Utah coach Larry Kuskobiak. We'll dial out to him now and have him online in just a minute. All right, Utah coach Larry Kuskobiak has joined us, and the Utes are on the road at Cal on Thursday, and then they're at Stanford on Sunday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Good morning, coach. I was curious, as you guys get ready for Cal, is there a danger in playing a team that's streaking, that's playing really well? I know coaches talk about wanting to peak at the right time, and it seems like, you know, they're as hot as anybody.
Yeah, you know, I think, Patrick, at this point of the season, you know, I don't have the energy or the capacity to worry about what somebody else is doing.
Sure.
You know, it's really hard to – we got enough issues of our own, just trying to control what we can control. And, you know, I guess maybe the first 10 minutes of that game, a lot's going to be told. They're either going to feel really good about their position and where they're going and continue to be on a roll, you know. And I wouldn't even go that far to say 10 minutes. It's just we got to be ready to play, you know, from the tip-off, and we can't worry about the fact or think about the fact that they've won 5 in a row or anything of that nature. I think we're at the point of our season right now where it's about the next possession. And after however many possessions there are at 40 minutes, then you kind of tally up the score and we'll go from there. But, you know, they're right now they're a well-oiled machine and they're clicking and, you know, they're sharing the ball, and they've got guys stepping up and making plays that need to, and their bigs are getting involved, and, you know, it's a huge challenge. But, you know, it's one of those deals where you got 18 in front of you, and you're going to play some people that are maybe peaking throughout the course of the year, catching people on a downward slide, and at the end of the day, it's probably more about what's within our locker room than what's going on externally.
I was going to say, you know, Crabb and Cobbs obviously get a lot of the attention. From looking at Cal, are there things that they're doing now or better now with some of their other guys? Are their bigs playing a little better? It seems like they might be a little more well-rounded than they were a month ago.
Well, I think that, you know, the level of talent with those two guys is creating a lot of opportunities for others, where those bigs get involved with some drop-offs and the bigs are getting involved on the glass because, you know, beyond their ability to shoot, those three guys, you're dealing with Wallace as well on the perimeter, and beyond the ability to shoot the ball is they're really good at getting into the paint, you know, getting in, punching the paint, and then bigs are being put in a position where they have to make a decision to step up. And I think the thing that might get overlooked is what a great passing team they are. And, you know, those big guys are getting engaged and have the ability to finish at the rim. So it's kind of bringing everybody into play, you know, where they're all – all their levels, I think, are being picked up, but it's primarily due to the fact of those two guys that in the backcourt that create a lot of those opportunities.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Coach. Having played Colorado twice now, and can you see that them improving and making capable of really making a late season run?
Well, I think there's a number of teams that you could probably define in that matter. You know, they've got a lot of they've got a lot of players and versatility on their roster. You know, I think as do a lot of teams, but Colorado's one of those teams. You know, if I'm not mistaken, they finished 6th last year in our league, and we're right in the middle of the pack, and then got hot at the right time and you know, played good ball through that tournament. So you could probably put a number of teams in that list, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if, you know, that was a team that put it together at the right time. I think they're playing good basketball defensively. They're as good as anybody in our league. You know, I believe they're first in terms of defensive field goal percentage, and you know, they defend, and then they've got some great in Robertson, his ability to rebound, and Dinwiddie and Booker give him a threat. And then depending on, you know, what's going on with Scott and Johnson, a couple of freshmen that are really talented as well. So, you know, maybe a little different look for them in that they had some senior guys that had played an awful lot of games last year, and now it's a very talented roster, but they've got some younger kids, you know, throughout the roster, and are they able to get ready for Vegas is one of those million-dollar questions where somebody's going to get hot. It's just a matter of who, and, you know, I wouldn't bet against Colorado.
Thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you, David.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Larry, any update on Aaron Dotson's status going forward?
Well, all I can tell you, Bud, is he hasn't participated in any of our practices. He's spending a lot of time with our strength and conditioning coach and our trainer and, you know, just trying to get back in the swing of things before he gets cleared. But really nothing, you know, nothing to report in terms of any advancements at this point.
Do you have hopes that he makes it back before the end of the season?
Well, yeah, you know, we're closing in on the dang thing. You know, and you know how ready you are conditioning wise. We could sure use another body heading down the stretch, and you know, adding a little depth to our roster would be nice. I mean, I think he's, you know, one of our specific three men, and we really were in search of that. We've got a freshman that's playing some minutes at the three, but beyond that, we don't really have the solidified three-man spot, and it'd be nice to get some minutes, but yeah, I don't want to put him in harm's way this late in the season and, you know, suffer any kind of setback either. And then you've got the level of rust, and I've experienced that. It's a lot easier said than done to get back in the mix of it and play at that competitive level when you've missed so many games.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet, bud.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Do we have any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Larry, that'll do it.
Okay.
Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck. See you.